Ezekiel chapter 8. Then it came to pass, in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was sitting in my house, and the elders of Judah were sitting in front of me, that the hand of my Lord the Lord fell on me there. And I looked, and what I saw was an apparition like fire in appearance, and from its waist downwards it was like fire in appearance. And from its waist upwards it was of a brightness like the gleam of amber in appearance. And it stretched out the form of a hand, and it took me by a lock of the hair of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heavens, and it brought me to Jerusalem in the visions of God, to the entrance of the inner gate, which faces north, where there is the sight of the figure of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy. And behold, there was there the glory of the God of Israel, like the vision which I saw in the valley. And he said to me, Son of Adam, please lift up your eyes towards the north. So I lifted up my eyes towards the north, and what I saw in the north at the altar gate was this figure of jealousy at the entrance. And he said to me, Son of Adam, do you see what they are making? Gross abominations which the house of Israel is making here. Nothing like what should be my sanctuary. But look once again at the gross abominations. And he brought me to the entrance of the courtyard, and I looked, and what I saw was a hole in the wall. And he said to me, Son of Adam, please hack through the wall. So I hacked through the wall, and what I saw was a door. Then he said to me, Come and see the evil abominations which they are making here. So I went and looked, and what I saw was every species of reptile and animal, an abomination, and all the idols of the house of Israel were engraved on a wall all around. And there were 70 men from the elders of the house of Israel standing before them, with Jaazaniah the son of Shaphan standing among them, and each had his censer in his hand, and a profuse cloud of incense smoke was rising. And he said to me, Have you seen, son of Adam, what the elders of the house of Israel do in darkness, each in his galleries with showpieces? For they say, The Lord does not see us, the Lord has left the earth. Then he said to me, Look once again at the gross abominations which they are perpetrating. Then he brought me to the entrance of the gate of the house of the Lord, which is on the north side, and what I saw there was women sitting and bewailing Tammuz. And he said to me, Have you seen it, son of Adam? Look once again, and see abominations which are more gross than those. Then he brought me to the inner court of the house of the Lord, and what I saw at the door to the temple of the Lord, between the portico and the altar, was about 25 men with their behinds pointing towards the temple of the Lord, and their faces to the east, and they were prostrating themselves eastwards to the sun. And he said to me, Have you seen, son of Adam? Is it a light thing for the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they are perpetrating here? For they have filled the land with violence, and they have again provoked me to anger, and there they are stretching out a phallic branch to my nose. So I for my part will act in fury, my eye will not have pity, and I will not show compassion, and although they may cry out in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them.